The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty King we serve. We bless your name, O God, this morning. We exhort you, O Lord, for the gift of life. We exhort you for the gift of another brand new day. Blessed, 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 blessed are thou, Lord God Almighty. Mama karaba ito kayima ande, the God that is able to do all things, even, O God, after 6 o'clock, the moon is still, O God, up. Instead of the sun, the moon is still up, O Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be to your name. You are worthy. Lord, you are worthy. Lord, you are worthy. What you just said to me, O God, now at this sign, that, oh God, at 6 a.m., the moon is still up. The moon is still up, oh God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Father, we exalt you. Father, we uplift you. Father, Lord, we say you are God. Father, we say you are King. Father, we say you are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be uplifted. You are worthy to be exalted. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Shakabara barakata kabaita ile bebebebe kuraba baita kuri bazukutu kapantali wahandele bukarantu sakili bazukuru bazikili bazante ushakata kabaya kuri bazukuru kutura baita makantali bikele bukuru mazikiri bazuta haliba barakata kabaitu lakariba utali bikele mature. Is there anything you cannot do? You are always proving yourself that you are God. You are God. There is no king. There is no God that can be compared unto you. There is absolutely none. There is none, O God. 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 The God with whom, O God, fire is like an air condition. Fire is like an air condition. Fire is like an air condition. The Bible says that it was not possible for the grave, Father God, to hold unto you. According to Acts chapter 2, verse 24, we give you praise, Lord Jesus. We give you praise this morning. We give you praise, our Father in heaven. Thank you for the blessing of life. Thank you for the blessing of another day. Thank you for the blessing of even, O God, the state in which we find ourselves. It is a blessing because your word tells us that all things work together for our good. All things work together for our good. And your word tells us that you are with us. Whether we pass through the rivers, the fires, they will never burn us, O God. Whether we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, yes, Lord, you are with us, O God. We are grateful unto you this morning. We celebrate you, O God. That even, O God, after 6 o'clock, the moon is still up. The moon can still be seen. The moon can still be seen. The moon that is made, O God, for the night, it is still up, O God, in daytime. Hallelujah. What God cannot do does not exist. What God cannot do does not exist. What God cannot do does not exist. We give you praise, O God. We thank you. Handele bakari mazukuru maziki teke baya. Liba barakata kaba itale bekere bazukurua. Liba barakata kaba yakara. Imama itele bokoro mazikiri bazuta. Liba barakata kaba itale beshe. Le brokoto kaba itale beshokoro mazita. Le bebebebe keteke barokoto kapante. Walikere bazukuru bazikiri bazukuru katukare babuta. Libebebebe iteke barukuto kapanta libike. O libababa rakata kaba italebe shoko. Libebebebe iteke barukuto kapanta libike. Let's bless the Lord. Let's bless the Lord. Let's bless the Lord. Let's thank the Lord. Libababa for who he is. For who he is. For what he can do. For what he can accomplish. Is there anything that our God cannot do? Never. There is absolutely nothing. There is nothing that our God cannot do. Li papa rakata kabayakata. Ibrokoto rabaita kuriba zokoto kabanta. Ili papa papa rakata kaba. Ibeleke tekeba orakata kabaya. We bless you, O Lord. Li papa rokoto kaba italebe shokuru. Ili brokoto kabanta lebikele bazukuru bazeke tekeba yaka. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Rabababa rakata kaba italebeshe. Ile baba rakata kaba italebeshe. Ibebeleketeke barukutu kapanta lebikele bukaraba itakabaya. Baleketeketeke barukutu kaba italaba shukuru bazikiri bazante. Maleketeketeke barukutu kapanta lebikele bukaraba zikiri bazuta. Ibreketeke barokoto kapanta lebikele batukuru bazikiri bazuta. La baba baba rakata kaba italebeshe. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. There is none, there is none, there is none, there is none to be compared unto you, O Lord. There is none to be compared unto you, O Lord. Le baba rakata kabaya. Ile baba itakabaya. Baleketeke barokoto kabaya. Ile papa rokoto kabaya, le papa rokoto kaba ita le besho, le brekete keba ora ba ita kabaya, le papa rokoto kabaya, ile papa rokoto kaba ita le besho, le papa rokoto kaba ita le besho, raba papa ita le besho, re papa kata kaba uta le besho, re papa rokoto kaba ita le besho koto kabasti, le papa rokoto kabasti kibasho. Li papa rokoto kaba itala basho. Li papa rokoto kaba stiki basho. Li papa rokoto kaba itala basho. Li papa rokoto kaba itale besho. Li pepe eteke barokoto kabanta. Wahantili bakuri atua rata kushkaraba. We thank you, Father. We are grateful. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful. We are grateful for keeping us, O God, throughout the month, O God, of February. We are grateful. We are grateful. It has been, oh God, the month of the end. It has come to the end, oh God, indeed. It has come to the end, oh God, indeed. It must end now. It has really ended 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 now. This month is the month of sending the light of the truth of the word. And indeed, you have given us several revelations, several insights. You have given us rhema in your word, rhema in your word. You have given us prayer points, O God, to pray, prayer points that we have never prayed before. We are grateful. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
I say, resurrection, good morning to each and every one of you, precious and highly valued sons and daughters of God, sons and daughters of Abraham. We thank God for the gift of life and for yet another day, another brand new day. This morning, I especially welcome you to Power for Today, coming your way from Destiny House TV of Deliverance Assemblies of God, House of Destiny, located at Kotobabi Town near Ebony Hotel. I am the servant of the Lord, as usual, Delali Boja, being assisted by Gladys, Pascal, and Enoch Boja Worldwide, our technicians. This morning, the Lord just showed me a sign. I've been praying, since around 3 o'clock, walking outside, and the Lord just showed me a sign. He said, look at the moon. It's getting to 6 o'clock. The moon is still on. When the moon should have disappeared by now, the moon is still on. Then the Lord said to me, is there anything I cannot do? There is nothing that I cannot do. I am God. I live in my own realms. Don't use your realms to judge me. God says, don't use your realms to judge me. Don't use your experiences to judge me. Don't use what you are going through to judge me. Don't use the challenges around you to judge me. Because I am God. Is there anything I cannot do? There is nothing I cannot do. The moon is still on. The moon is still in the skies. The moon is still on. Is there anything that God cannot do? God is saying, I should tell you, don't judge me by your present circumstances. Don't judge me by your present condition. Don't judge me by your present situation. Because I am God. I said my ways are not your ways. Neither are my thoughts your thoughts. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways and my thoughts. Beloved, our theme today is, let the God of stages show up now. Let the God of stages show up now. Let the God of stages show up now. In Isaiah chapter 63, verse number 9. Isaiah 63, verse number 9. We have used this scripture before. Isaiah 63, verse number 9. It says, in all their distress, he too was distressed, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and mercy, he redeemed them. He lifted them up and carried them all the days of old. Beloved, what are you going through? The Bible says that in all your distress, he is also distressed. Jesus is feeling what you are feeling. God is feeling what you are feeling. God is feeling the delay, the loneliness, the pain, the uncertainty, the discouragement, the disillusionment, the pain of that sickness, the pain of that disease, the pain, the worry, the anxiety, the fear of the unknown. That was why he said again in Isaiah 43, verse number 2, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. Hallelujah. Amen. Job said in Job chapter 19, in fact, before we go to Job chapter 19, as I connect Psalm 23 verse 4, Psalm 23, verse number 4 to Isaiah 43, 2. Psalm 23, verse number 4. He said, what is Psalm 23 in my Bible? Yes. Psalm 23, verse number 4. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadows of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Job said in Job chapter 19, from verse 25, in his ordeal, Job said, I know that my Redeemer lives, and that in the end he will stand upon the earth. Verse 26, and after my skin has been destroyed, yet in my flesh I will see God. Verse 27, I myself will see him. With my own eyes, I and not another. How my heart yearns within me. Beloved, Job is telling us that the only way for you to see God is through the stages that you go through. The purpose of God to permit stages in our lives, somebody should write it. The purpose of God for permitting stages in our lives is to reveal a dimension of himself in glory to us. I know my writers are online right now. The purpose of the stages of God, or the stages that God takes us through, the purpose of the stages that God designs for us is for him to reveal to us a dimension of his nature in glory. A dimension of his nature in glory, beloved. Like Job is saying here, I myself will see him with my own eyes, I and not another. How my heart yearns within me. At the end of the day, did Job see God? Yes. God revealed himself to Job. And God said things that Job was not aware of. Job did not know just what he was going through. Job had complained and complained and complained. Even cursing the day he was born. Even cursing the person who sent the news that a son has been born. Out of pain. But Job didn't know that God was behind it. Even though the devil was the one who was acting, he never knew that the devil sought permission from God. Beloved, let us rejoice in our stages. Even though it's not easy, let us rejoice because God says he is with us. He is with us. I was listening to a great man of God that I've discovered. In fact, the Holy Spirit himself directed me, not to anybody at all. Great man of God. I mean, unknown in one of the African countries online. But when you listen to this man, his spirit just agrees with my spirit. And for some time now, in fact, God, I think I've sent some of you the link. Yes, I sent some of you the link. Yes, Isaac Omolehi. And then some of you were replying me, Pastor, this man is confirming what you have been telling us. This man has been confirming what you have been telling. Yes, I've sent you some of the link. Yes. And you see, this man was talking about when the Israelites got to Mara and the water was bitter. He made a statement. I think I told you, Gladys, that look at what this man, is that not what I was just preaching? Listen to what the man was saying. But the man said something very significant. He said, look, who was leading the Israelites? Is it not God? He told Moses, he said, pass here. He knew the Red Sea was there, but he said, pass here. Because he was going to reveal a dimension of himself through the Red Sea. What they don't know, through the Red Sea. When they got to Mara, did God just bring them to Mara like that? At the Mara day, they should have started to celebrate God. But because they were so much carnal and in the flesh. This man also says something very significant that made an impression on me so much. He said, you see, they ate they saw the wonders, the judgment on the Israelites in Egypt. They were there when the frogs were entering every Egyptian home. Look, everywhere frogs on their beds, their waters, everything. Not one frog entered Goshen. Not one frog entered where the Israelites were. Not one frog. Beloved, this is the world in which we are. Look, if you know the protection of God, if you know the favor of God, if you know the grace of God, if you know what is keeping us, but you know, we are living in the soulish realm. So we are reacting in the flesh. That is our problem. We are comparing ourselves with the people of the world. Let me tell you, who told you that many people are free? Which people commit more suicide? Is it not well billionaires? Is it not billionaires' children who are killing themselves? Is it not billionaires? Steve Jobs, how did he die? How did he die? Some of them are dying of terrible diseases. Do you know why? Because they are Egyptians. So they are suffering the judgment of Egypt. They are worldly. But you are a Goshenite. You are a child of God in Goshen. Look, wherever you are, Goshen is around you. I say Goshen is around you. You are walking with Goshen. You are living with Goshen. You sleep with Goshen. That's why the Bible says, don't call conspiracy what these people call conspiracy. Jeremiah chapter 5. I like that. I like that. Jeremiah chapter 5. Is it Jeremiah 5? Don't call conspiracy. Okay, let me look at Jeremiah chapter 10. Hear what the Lord says to you, O house of Israel. This is what the Lord says. Do not learn the ways of the nations or be terrified by signs in the sky, though the nations are terrified by them. For the customs of the people are worthless. They cut it so, so and so. There is another place where he said, don't call conspiracy what these people call conspiracy. Don't fear what they fear. Don't call conspiracy what these people call conspiracy. Don't fear what they fear. Beloved, these words should be words of encouragement to every child of God, especially in these difficult days, because more difficult days are ahead. Yes, you are a Goshenite. Yes, that's our term today. You are a Goshenite. You are a Goshenite. That's why the Bible says in Psalm 91, yes, you will only see with your eyes or hear with your ears. It shall never come near you. It shall never, never, never come near you. It shall never, never, never come near you. It says that, Psalm 91 verse 5, you will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrows that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. Beloved, yours is just to see with your eyes. The Bible says that you will only see with your eyes. You will only see with your eyes. You are a Goshenite. You are a Goshenite. I say you are a Goshenite.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
You see, so when this man of God said this, I said, wow, it's Isaiah, yes, Isaiah 8:12. Don't be afraid of what they fear. Don't let them frighten you. Yes, Isaiah 8:12. Do not call conspiracy everything these people regard as conspiracy. Do not fear what they fear. Isaiah 8:12. Don't call conspiracy what they call conspiracy. You see, unfortunately, we are living like people of the world. I'm telling you, because they are our friends, we are living together. You see, so we are talking like them. We are thinking like them. The Bible says that minus me, you are a Goshenite. You are a Goshenite. Look, we are all living under Ghana's economy. We are all living under world economy. But let me tell you, your system is different. Your system is different. The altar that is backing you is different. The covenant that is backing you is different. It's different. Look, people are making the same mistakes. Look, let me tell you, something has happened to you. And the same thing has happened to about 10 people. So they are saying, you are thinking that, hey, the way it ended with them, it will end with you the same. It's a lie. It will never end with you the same. It will never, never end with you the same. Let me tell you something. Or let me ask you. People save their money with this company that Men's Gold. What? Number one. People's monies are locked up there. Christians, unbelievers. Even before Men's Gold, we've had those ones. Piram. R5. Piram and R5. It was during Piram and R5 that I got to know that those that were in the wooden structure that I got to know that deliverance members have money. When they started shouting and crying, my so-and-so is there. But these people, when there is something you call, they don't come. Piram, R5. Me, myself, I went to the one at the New Town. Which one was at the New Town? Well, Piram was at the New Town. I went there with the late Pasabula. We got there. We too were going to put money inside so that at least it will yield some interest. When we got there, they said the gate is closed. They have closed at so-and-so time. I think we got there after 12. They say at so-and-so time, the people inside are many. When they get a certain number, they close the gate for the day. We beg and beg. We were standing there. We stood there for about an hour. The gate man left us, locked the gate. That was the last day. It was a Friday, I remember. By the next week, Piram has collapsed. By Monday, Piram has collapsed. So you see how God saved us. Now, the point I am bringing up here is this. Those of you whose money's locked up in Piram, those of you whose money's locked up in Men's Gold, are you still not alive? Are you still not eating? Remember, some people out of this have died. Did you die? Some people out of this have died. Did you die? Do you know what was holding you? Your case is always different. Today, we want to pray and declare, yes, I am a Goshenite. That is our term today. I am a Goshenite. I am a Goshenite. In this world, we are Goshenites. The judgment that will come on the world will not come on us. The Bible says that we shall only observe with our eyes. Psalm 91 verse 8. We shall only see with our eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. It shall never come near us. 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 Why did one of my pastor friends, die? Why did he die? I don't want to mention the name. I just mentioned the name right now. I went to a place with him. I don't want to repeat. Why did he die about 3 years ago? No, during the COVID time. Why did he die? When I was being told that he has put some money in one of these Kwesi Undu's banks. Some investment something. Dr. Kwesi Undu's one of the investment this thing. Friday, he went there. They told him that the bank, it has closed. It has collapsed. In fact, the thing has collapsed about 2 weeks. He didn't know. He didn't hear anything. Until somebody alerted him that, hey, I know you have some investment there. Can you go and check? He went and they say, 2 weeks ago, it has been shut down. Look, his pressure rose, started rising. Sunday, this was on Friday. Sunday, he managed to go to church. After church, he was having headache. The pressure was rising. Then his deacon's advisor, pastor, pass your doctor's place before you get home. He himself drove, went to the doctor's place. He sat down. While they were checking his vital, he was gone. While they were checking his vital, the heart failed. He was gone. He was gone. Just because he heard that the bank where his investment was has collapsed. Understand, he came home and cried and shouted, how am I going to live? How am I going to survive? As my retirement is so close. Beloved, when you give yourself to the system of this world, you will die before your time. I'm telling you, you will die before your time. I don't know the stage where you are, but today, I want you to know that God is about to do something that will blow your mind. God is about to do something that will blow your human imagination. Don't let your present situation underrate what God can do. Don't let your present situation underrate what God can do. Yes. Don't let your present situation underrate what God can do. In your stages, these are the things we should say to God. Lord, show me what I should do in this stage. Another one, teach me the prayer I should pray. The third one, inspire the steps I should take. The fourth one, inspire the people and programs I should get connected to. Let me show you how to deal with the steps of the stages. Number one, Lord, show me what I should do in this stage. Show me what I should do. Lord, show me what I should do in this stage. Two, Lord, teach me the prayer I should pray. Teach me the prayer I should pray. Three, Lord, inspire the steps I should take. Inspire the steps I should take. Four, Lord, inspire the people and programs I should get connected to. Inspire the people and program I should get connected to. And six, Lord, inspire things I should not do. Inspire me to know things I should not do. I want to begin again. How to handle your stages as we pray. One, Lord, show me what I should do in this stage. Lord, show me what I should do. Lord, show me what I should do in this stage. Lord, show me what I should do. You see, this is why the Bible says in Psalm 46 verse 10, be still and know that I am the Lord. When the Bible says that, be still and know that I am the Lord, it is not inactivity. It is not lack of activity. It doesn't mean that you should put your hand under your thighs and then sit down at one place. No. It simply means that be careful with your actions. Be careful with your choices. That's the meaning of be still and know that I am the Lord. It doesn't mean inactivity. It simply means that follow the steps that the Lord is giving us right now. That law, number one, Lord, show me what I should do in this stage. Number two, Lord, teach me the prayer I should pray. Teach me the prayer I should pray. Three, Lord, inspire the steps I should take. Inspire the step I should take. Four, Lord, inspire the people and programs I should get connected to. Inspire the people and programs I should get connected to. Five, Lord, inspire the things I should not do. Inspire the things I should not do. And six, Lord, inspire. Lord, inspire the people I should disconnect with. Inspire the people and places I should disconnect. I should disconnect from. I tell you, look, there are some stages that you don't need certain people. There are some stages that you need certain people more. You need certain people more. I am telling you. You need certain people more. You need certain fellowship more. There are some stages that there are things you need to withdraw. You need to withdraw from. There are some people you need to withdraw yourself from. There are some programs you need to withdraw yourself from. There are some places you need to withdraw yourself from. Yes, you need to withdraw yourself from. But there are some people too that you need. Let me give you the seven ways to deal with the stage. Seven ways to deal with the stage, which we are going to follow right now. One, thank God for the stage. In 1 Thessalonians 5:18, the Bible says, in all things, we should give thanks. In all things, we should give thanks. In all things, we should give thanks. Thank God for this stage. Two, let God know you know he is with you. Tell God that I know that you are with me. I know that you are with me, Lord. I know that you are with me. Then three, tell, speak, or command the stage itself. Tell the stage, you are a platform for my testimony. You are a platform for my miracle. You are a platform for my next level. Number four, ask God to inspire the condition or the atmosphere you should create. For instance, the woman with the issue of blood in Mark chapter 5 verse 20, she said or she thought, if only I touch, So, Lord, what condition should I create? What atmosphere should I create? Then number five, command every demonic spirit that is trying to take advantage through people. Command that spirit right now to bind that spirit. Command that spirit to die. Mark chapter 4, verse 39. And then Matthew 16, 23. Mark 4, 39. Jesus rebuked the storm. Jesus rebuked the storm and said, be quiet. And the storm was quiet. Matthew 16, 23. Jesus rebuked the devil in Peter, trying to prevent his death. So command any spirit in that stage that is trying to take advantage of you, of the situation. Number six, let grace to endure this stage manifest to me. Grace to endure the stage. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, chapter 8, verse 12, God said, my grace is sufficient for you. My grace is what? Sufficient for you. Beloved, at every stage, there is grace that we need. There is an amount of grace that we need to keep us. There is an amount of grace that we need to keep us. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8 and 9. Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away. Verse 7, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. Let me start from verse 7. To keep me from becoming conceited because of these surpassingly great revelations, there was giving me a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me. 9, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. So you see, number six, you ask for grace to endure. And then number seven, you say, oh Lord, show me the glorious end that will inspire me to hold on. Show me the glorious end that will inspire me to hold on. In fact, in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, Hebrews 12, 2, the Bible says that let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning his shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. You see, when you see the glorious end, it will encourage you to endure and to hold on. Beloved, we want to start right now. Begin to thank the Lord. Each one of us, we are at a stage. Look, there is a stage where anything that comes into your hands, God will tell you, give it out. Give it out. Look, I've been there. When I was wearing one trousers and one shoe, torn sandals, half shoe, torn sandals, one trousers and one shoe. I will wash it in the night. Early in the morning, I will use a box iron, shoe to iron, and then wear everywhere, to school, to church. My senior pastor, Reverend Harry Sedu, went to America, 1985, and brought me a shoe, moccasin. I went, I put my leg inside, I said, Dela, when we close church, come home. I put my leg in it. It was a little bigger. My foot, sorry. I said, no, this one, I will take it. I will put papers in it. I will stuff it with papers and it will go. Immediately, I heard, send it to man of faith. That I was at Fountain Gate Bible College. I rebuked that voice. But the voice kept coming. I sent it. One time he brought anything I go to pick, God said, give it out. Fountain Gate Bible College, Reverend Bonnie went to America, brought things. He said, each student should come and pick five things, five trousers, five shirts, belt, and then two shoes, whatever. I picked. When I picked, God said, go and give it to your father. That time, I was angry with my father and I wanted to even poison him because of what he was doing against me for yielding to the call. He said, go and give it to your father. I kept those things for 3 days. 3 weeks. 3 weeks. Finally, I couldn't hold it again. Wash and wear stage. Thank you. Wash and wear stage. Good. Thank you for that. Wash and wear stage. And finally, one day after leading morning devotion, when I finished, then the Holy Spirit, look at the way God moved. And you are carrying bitterness. Do you know how far I want to use you? You are still carrying bitterness against your father. Go and give the things. When I heard this, pick the things and I went. When I knocked the door, he was sitting there. I said, good morning, Papa. Say, yes, good morning. Even the way he responded. Say, well, I've come to give you. Say, you have come to give me what? What can you give me? You see, anger, but you know, something touched my heart. You see, the devil was using that to provoke me. And I said, oh, and I gave the bag to him. I said, well, there are some things here. And God said, I should bring them. He opened, he started, say, hey, beautiful shirt. This one, beautiful Lacoste. This, that, where did you get them from? Oh, nice. Immediately, something like a stone, I heard in my heart, boom, I heard some noise. Something like a stone. I felt something falling out of me. That was how I overcame bitterness. Beloved, that was a stage. Today, by the grace of God, it is no longer like that. Today, I have people, I have somebody who said, as long as I live, you will not buy suit. You will not buy suit. You will not buy shoe. Beloved, I don't know what stage God is taking you through. Please, there are stages. There are stages. Stages. Where God wants anything that comes into your hand, God says, give it out. Give it out. Give it out. Give it. Be that one, be sensitive. Oh, be sensitive. Be sensitive. So that it should be God. We want to pray right now. Begin to thank the Lord for your stage right now. Say, Lord, I thank you for my current stage. Lord, I thank you for my current stage. Lord. I thank you for my current stage, Lord. Li papa rakata kaba itale beshokoro basikiri basite.
I exalt you. Li papa rakata kaba itale beshokoto kaba ya. Ile papa itale bepekete kaba rokoto kaba itale beshe. Thank you, Lord.
Li papa rakata kaba itale beshokoro basikiri basa.
Thank you for the difficulties. Thank you, Lord. Now you are using it, oh Lord, to show yourself. Father, this morning to me. I thank you, Lord, my God, for my God. Thank you, Lord, my God, for my God. You know the thoughts of good and not evil. Oh, that is what you have made me.
In I Jesus' give you mighty glory. Name.
Amen.
You know, at every stage, what you do more is prayer. And that is why you pray more in tongues. If you can speak in tongues, that is why you pray more in tongues. More in tongues. And that is when you are sensitive to the Holy Spirit. The second prayer we want to pray. Say, Lord.
Lord.
I know you are with me.
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 In this stage.
In this
stage. I know you are with me.
I know you,
I know
are,
you
with
are
me.
With me.
I know you, I know are, you with are with me.
Yes, Lord. I know I am not alone.
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 Yes, Lord. I know you are with me.
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 I know you are with me. I know you are with me.
I know. Lord, I know you are with me at this stage.
I know
you are with me. Lord, I know you are with me.
I
know you are with me.
I know you are with me. Yes,
you
Lord.
Can never leave me nor
in
forsake me.
Jesus,
I know you
Lord.
Are with me.
Lord,
I know you are with me.
Yes,
I know you are with
you
me.
Are with me.
Your presence is with me,
O
Lord.
Your
presence is with me.
Your presence is with me.
Your presence is with me. Your presence is with me.
Your presence is with me.
Your presence is with me.
Your presence is with me.
I know you are with me.
Your presence is with me.
I know you are with me.
Your presence is with me, Lord. You have placed so much value on me.
I thank you, Lord.
I know you are with me. I know your presence is with me. And you have placed so much value on me. Because of the blood of Jesus Christ. Because of what Jesus did on the cross. I know you are with me, Lord. I know you will never leave me nor forsake me. Oh, Lord, I thank you this morning. I exalt you and uplift you, Lord. I say thank you, Daddy. I say glory to you. Your holy
in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
We want to pray the five prayer points under number two. I know with me. Say, Lord.
Lord,
show me what I should do.
Show me what I should do
in this stage.
In this
Lord,
stage.
Show me what I should be
Lord,
doing.
Show me what.
Lord,
I should
show
be
me
doing.
What I should be doing.
Lord, show me
Lord,
what,
show
I,
me
should
what I should be doing.
Lord, show me
Lord,
what,
show
I,
me
should
what
doing.
I should be doing.
Yes, oh
Lord, show me what I should be
Lord,
doing.
Show me what
Lord,
I
show me what
doing.
I should be doing.
Lord, show
me what I should be doing at this stage.
Lord,
show me what I should be doing at this stage.
Lord, show me what I should be doing at this stage.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
The second one under two. Say, Lord.
Lord.
Teach me the prayer I should pray.
Teach me the prayer.
Teach me the prayer I should pray. Lord, teach me the prayer I should pray.
Yes, Lord.
Teach me the prayer I should pray.
Teach me the prayer I should pray.
Teach me the prayer I should pray.
Teach me the prayer.
Teach me the prayer I should pray.
Lord.
Teach me the prayer I should pray.
Teach me the prayer.
Lord, teach me the prayer I should pray.
Teach me the prayer.
Lord, teach me the prayer I should pray.
Teach me the prayer.
Lord, teach me the prayer I should pray.
Teach me the prayer.
Lord, teach me the prayer I should pray.
Prayer,
in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
The next one. Say, Lord.
Lord.
Inspire my steps.
Inspire my steps.
Inspire the steps I should take.
Inspire the steps,
inspire the steps I should take.
Inspire the
inspire
steps,
the steps
take.
I should take.
Inspire the
inspire
steps
the step I should
I
take.
I should be taking,
inspire
Lord.
The steps,
the
I, should
steps
take.
I should take.
Inspire the steps
inspire
I should take.
The steps I should
Lord,
take.
Inspire the steps
Lord,
I should take.
Inspire the steps
Lord, inspire the steps I should take.
Yes, O Lord.
Lord, inspire the steps I should take.
Lord,
inspire the step I should take.
Lord,
inspire the step I should take.
Lord, inspire
the steps I should take. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Another one. Say, Lord,
Lord,
inspire the people.
Inspire the people
and the programs.
And the programs
I should get connected to.
I should get connected to.
Inspire the people and the program I should get connected to.
And the programs
inspire the people and the program
I should
get connected to.
Inspire the people
and the program I should get connected to. At this stage, oh God,
inspire the people and the programs I should get connected to. I pray. Yes, Lord.
Alaba babara
kataka ba
itale be koroba sikire basata kaba itale be shokoro basikire basoko to kabanta.
Le
babara kataka ba itale be shokoro to kabaya.
Father Lord,
in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
The fifth one under that, say, Lord.
Lord,
inspire the things I should not do.
Inspire the things I should not
inspire
do.
Me to know the things
inspire
I should not do.
Inspire me to know the things
inspire me to know the things I should not do.
Things I should not do.
Inspire me to know the things I should not do.
Inspire me to know
inspire me to know the things I should not do.
Inspire me to know the things I should not do.
Inspire me to know the things I shouldn't do.
Or the things I shouldn't
say.
The
things I shouldn't give my emotions to. The things I shouldn't give my emotions to.
The things I shouldn't give my mind to.
Yes, Lord.
Inspire me, Lord. Inspire me, Lord. To know the things I should not do. To know the things I should not do. To know the areas I shouldn't step. To know, oh God, those that I should not associate with.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Yes, oh Lord. Amen.
Say, Lord.
Lord.
Inspire me.
Inspire me
to know the people,
to know the people
and places, I should disconnect from.
I should disconnect
inspire
from.
Me,
inspire me
to know the people,
to know the
and
people
the places,
and the places
I should disconnect with.
I should disconnect.
I should
from.
Disconnect with.
I should disconnect.
I should disconnect.
From. From.
I should disconnect from.
I should disconnect from.
Yes, Lord. I should disconnect from. I should disconnect from.
Yes,
I should disconnect from. I should disconnect from. I should disconnect from.
I should disconnect from.
I should disconnect from. I should disconnect from.
I should disconnect from.
I should disconnect from.
I should disconnect from.
I should disconnect from. I should disconnect from. I should disconnect from. I should disconnect from. I should disconnect.
I should disconnect from.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Now I want to command the storm. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
You this stage.
You this stage.
You are a platform.
You are a platform.
For my testimony.
For my testimony.
You are a platform.
You are a platform.
For my miracle.
For my miracle.
You are a platform.
You are a platform.
For my next level.
Yes, Lord.
You are a platform.
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 Yes,
for my miracle.
For my miracle.
You are a platform.
You are a platform.
For my testimony.
For my testimony.
You are a platform.
You are a platform.
For my next level.
Yes, Lord.
You are a platform.
You are a platform.
For my change of
for
level,
my change of
for my
level,
turn around,
for my
you are a platform.
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 You are a platform
for my testimony. You are a platform for my breakthrough. You are a platform for my advancement in life. You are a platform to my next level. You are a platform. Yes, for my breakthrough, you this stage, you are a platform. You are a platform for my promotion. You are a platform for my promotion.
Le brokoto kapanta le pikele basukuru basikiri basante oleke teke 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 basi. You are a platform.
You are
a platform.
You are a platform.
You are a platform.
You are a platform.
You are just a platform.
You are just a platform.
You are just a platform
for my testimony.
You are just a platform
for my miracle.
You are just a platform
for my
next level. Shike teke baraka takaba itale beshe. Ile paparakata kaba itale beshokoto kaba ya. Ile paparakata kaba itale beshokoto kaba ya kata.
Yes, you are just a platform for
in
my miracle
Jesus'
testimony.
Mighty name.
Amen.
Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Any demon.
Any demon.
Any evil spirit.
Any evil
any
spirit.
Any principality.
Any principality.
That want to take advantage.
That want to take advantage.
Of this stage.
Of this stage.
To take advantage.
That wants to take
of this
advantage
stage.
Of this stage.
I rebuke you.
I rebuke
in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I rebuke you.
I rebuke
in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus.
I rebuke you. In the name of Jesus Christ.
I rebuke you.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name
I rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ. I rebuke you
in the name of Jesus Christ.
I curse you in the name of Jesus Christ. I curse you in the name of Jesus Christ.
I
nail you to the cross in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
I nail you to the cross. I nail you to the cross. I nail you to the cross. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I nail you to the cross.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
The prayer point number 6. Say, Lord.
Lord.
Let the grace to endure.
Let the grace to endure
this stage.
This stage.
Let the grace to endure this stage.
Grace to endure
Let
this
the
stage.
Grace to endure this stage.
Let the grace to endure
according
this stage.
To 2 Corinthians.
According to 2 Corinthians.
Chapter 12.
Chapter 12.
Verse 8 to 9.
Verses 8 to 9.
Grace to endure
Let
this stage.
Grace to endure this stage.
Be given to me.
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 Be given to me. Grace to endure this stage.
Grace to endure this
Grace to endure this stage.
Yes, Lord.
Grace to endure this stage.
Grace to endure
this stage. Grace to endure this stage.
Grace to endure this stage.
Grace to endure this stage.
Grace to endure
Grace to endure this stage.
Grace to endure
this stage.
Grace to endure this stage.
Be given to me.
Be given to me.
Be given to me, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Our last declaration. Say, oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Show me the glorious end.
Show me the glorious end
of this stage.
Of this stage.
The glorious end.
Show me the glorious
of this stage.
Of this stage.
Show me the glorious end
the glorious
of this stage.
Yes,
this stage.
This
stage.
Show me the glorious end.
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 Glorious end. Of this age.
In Jesus' mighty name. Beloved,
Amen.
I declare to you right now, whatever stage you are, stage where you need to borrow from people, stage where people have to feed you, stage where everybody hates you, stage where even your husband or wife are against you, stage where nothing appears to be working, in spite of all your faithfulness, stage where you are always sick, test upon test, but they can't see. Stage where your money is just going, you are just spending money, but you are not seeing any outcome. Whatever stage in which you find yourself, I rebuke that stage in the name of Jesus. And I declare and decree,
Lord,
that your miracle and your testimony is in that stage.
Yes, Lord.
It's in that stage.
Amen.
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 It's in that stage. It's in that stage.
Yes, Lord.
A stage where your husband doesn't see eye to eye with you. Your wife doesn't see eye to eye. Your home is just unstable. A stage where you cannot just understand anything around you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I take authority right now. I speak life into that stage.
Amen.
Peace into that stage.
Amen.
Lord, I know that this stage is a platform for our miracles. It's a platform for our breakthrough. It's a platform of our testimony.
Yes, Lord.
Unto you be all the glory. Father, I thank you because each and every one is coming with a testimony.
Amen.
Glory be to your name. I declare that stage will never destroy you.
Amen.
That stage will never kill you.
Amen.
Yes. Let people who are gossiping about you, let them become part of your testimony.
Amen.
Let them join you to celebrate your testimony.
Amen.
Let them join you to celebrate your testimony.
Amen.
Let them join you to celebrate your testimony. I declare you blessed.
Yes, Lord.
I declare you blessed and highly favored.
Lord.
In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you. May the Lord manifest his glory on you.
Yes, Lord.
Forever and ever in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
I know that at the end of the day, everyone here will have a testimony to give.
Amen.
May the Lord bless you and keep you.
I declare you blessed. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Peace.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ. Oh.